I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
It's a love theme from Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about yourself?
Fine, thanks. You have a nice weekend?
I did have a nice weekend, yeah.
Did you do anything super fun?
Did not play any golf at all. No. Worked on that house I'm trying to sell. So, you know, it wasn't as much fun as it could have been, that's for sure.
You know, as your friend, I volunteered to help you with anything related to your house by calling Lou Manfredini. So you let me know if you need me to do that.
Perfect. Call him now.
All right, so one of the topics we wanted to hit today, and again, I thank you for all the preparation that goes into this segment because nobody does more than you do. Let's talk about drugs.
Why not?
There is a question about whether doctors are over-prescribing. There's a question about whether patients manipulate the system. What do we know?
Yeah, there is a big question of do doctors over-prescribe? And I can tell you, 30% of prescriptions that are written are never filled. So does that say we overprescribe? I wouldn't say that. I would say that we may not do a good enough education with the patient to make them very clear that they do need the medication that they're taking. A lot of those could be diabetes medicines. They could be blood pressure medicines, where really the person doesn't even understand the reason for the medication. So we need to take better care of educating the patient so that these prescriptions are filled. I wouldn't say we overprescribe. A lot of people say, well, we use a lot more medications in the United States than they do in other countries. Because we have the opportunity to, and a lot of these medications are extending life and extending not only the quantity of life, but the quality of life.
So where does all the pub come from overprescription? Is that just sloppy reporting, or do some places seem to be doing this? I mean, in other words, is it regional?
Oh, yeah. Definitely is. You know, there's definitely, we'll call them pill mills or pill shops, you know, in every city. You know, there's places where you can say, oh, you know what, if you need a prescription for a pain medicine, go see Dr. So-and-so on the west side of the city, you know, or wherever. But, I mean, those definitely pill mills are out there. But for the most part, people that have an association with a family doctor, an internal medicine, a pediatrician, they're going to get the faith in the doctor and they're going to understand why they need the medication. Great thing about the internet now is everyone can go and do their own homework on the medications and say, okay, wow, should I have been on a generic instead of a trade name? Because a lot of people go to fill the prescription and find out it's $300 when, in fact, had they asked their doctor, does this come in a generic form, and it could have been $7 or it could have actually been free based on their insurance.
Because doctors spend less time with patients per patient during office visits, are you more likely to get a prescription because doctors don't have time to do a fuller question and answer and diagnosis, maybe the way it happened in the past?
Absolutely. It is one of our biggest problems by far. You know, physicians are busier and busier, and the amount of time you actually see the patient and have time in front of the patient has shortened dramatically. Now, doctors are going to say, boy, I'm going to rely on my nurses or my APN, advanced practice nurse, to do some of this education. But sometimes, unfortunately, the doctor says, you know what, the path of least resistance is to not argue with the patient at this time. It's to give them a prescription and then try to work on further education as we go down the road. I can tell you a perfect example. It happens to me every time. Someone comes in and says, I have a sinus infection. I need an antibiotic, and this is the only antibiotic that works.
Right. So they're telling you, hey, write me up.
Exactly.
Right.
When in fact, you know, depending on what the setting is, if you really took the time and to take the time and explain to somebody what is actually going on in their sinuses and what sinuses are and how they are a filter for us and how they will get filled and with stuff sometimes. But a lot of it's due to viruses. A lot of it's due to allergies. And the ones that are due to viruses, unfortunately, doctors that prescribe that antibiotic are just reinforcing that. Because as the patient takes the 10 days of antibiotic, the virus is running its course. And when they finish the antibiotic, the virus is gone as well. So they just reinforce it. See, I told you I needed the antibiotic.
Now, I want to go to patient responsibility on this when we come back and also talk about what opioids are and what we need to know. Because, you know, when it's a cover story in Time magazine and it kills prints, and we know that there's abuse going on, we got to talk about that as well. And Dr. Kevin Most rejoins us. All right, Doc, so we're talking about do doctors overprescribe and pain meds. What's an opioid?
Well, the opioids, Steve, are the very highly addictive pain medications. You've probably heard of Tylenol number 3 and Vicodin or Norco. Those are the ones that are the most common ones. And that's the drug that we really should be talking about, because it's kind of interesting. If you look at all the opioids in the world, the United States uses 80% of the world's opioids. Think about that for a minute.
Right, of course.
80% of all the prescription pain medications written in the entire world for opioids are written in the United States. Okay. We write over 260 million prescriptions for opioids in this country. That's enough to give everybody a 30-day supply.
Well, and here's the struggle, I would think, if I were in your shoes. Different patients have different pain tolerances, and patients want a quick fix. And this is the patient responsibility thing we're talking about. Like, I've got a low back thing going on.
Yep.
So I just slapped on this goofy-looking back brace just to make me sit up straight while I'm sitting here.
Yep.
You know, there's a certain amount of responsibility that has to go into it. If a doctor tells you you got to lose weight, if a doctor tells you you got to do stretches, if a doctor tells you you got to do this or that, you don't do it, then you go in and go, give me more pain meds. You're
exactly.
not doing your part of it, right?
You're not. You know, the patient responsibility is big. The doctor responsibility is just as large. So from the patient responsibility, you know, someone comes into the office and says, geez, you know, I hurt my ankle and it's really hurting and I really need something to make me feel better. You know, can I write a Norco prescription very easily and take that pain away? Certainly I can. But what's the right thing for them? Advil and ice. Now, when you leave the doctor's office with a bill for $100+ and he tells you to take Advil and ice, you feel like you get ripped off. So we have to make sure that we balance the education of the physician and what is actually needed versus the needs of the patient. And you'll start to see more and more people getting away from opioids. We're trying to get to places where physicians won't use opioids because we have such a high rate of addiction. And it, seriously, when you think about this, 20,000 deaths a year are due to overdoses of opioids.
Yeah, it's amazing. And for people to go, well, it's not crack, it's not heroin, it's a drug death. So, how is it better?
It is. It's actually worse, because what happens sometimes is they get hooked on the opioid because the doctor gave them a 30-day prescription. Now they can't go back and get that. So what do? They go to heroin. That happens all the time.
Bad, bad story. Pain tolerance, of course, is different from patient to patient, so the doctor has to play a bit of a guessing game there, for lack of a better way of putting it. But what about these TV meds? Every time you turn on TV and watch 30 minutes of prime time, or certainly when you watch sports, there's a new drug coming up. Ask your doctor.
Yep. That's another thing I think that's absolutely amazing. There's only three countries in the entire world that allow direct-to-consumer drug advertising. The United States, New Zealand, and Canada does a little bit. What the drug companies have found is, hey, I'm going to go to the patient, directly to the patient, so they go and ask their doctor. And some of these drugs, you look at them, you're starting to see a lot of ads for Crestor, probably, right?
Yeah.
It is a cholesterol-lowering drug. Well, it's coming off a patent right now. So what the company's trying to do is, hey, make sure people are getting on the drug and trying to keep them on that drug, because now what a lot of patients are going to happen is they're going to be changed over to a generic. And now instead of paying $250 a month for Crestor, they're going to be put on generic Lipitor for $7 a month. When we have the cost of medication and the cost of healthcare in this country is as unequal as it is, we need to start using more generics and stop looking at some of these advertisements.
Right. So just because it's on TV doesn't mean it's right for you. And listen to that little voice in your head. And if you go to your doctor and you think your doctor is not paying attention or looking for an easy way out and write you a prescription, then maybe you need a new doctor. And you'd be the first to agree with that, I'm sure.
I would. You know, but the person who comes in and says, I want this drug. Me as a doc, I saw it on TV and I want that. As a doctor, I need to explain to that patient, here are your options for drugs that you can use. Certainly this one's over here. But is everyone going to be driving a Rolls Royce? The person who can get to work in a Toyota Camry and the person who gets to work in a Rolls Royce gets to work the same way.
Right.
Same thing in drugs. I can use a statin drug, generic Lipitor, which will lower your cholesterol as much as I can get you to take Crestor to lower your cholesterol.
Right.
And plus, with all the side effects they advertise, who the heck would want the drug anyway?
Yeah, my favorite one is could cause death. What?
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. And they say it so nonchalantly. It could cause death.
There's an insurance piece to this, too, that we'll have to pick up at another time. But for people wondering about numerous blood tests and numerous x-rays and things of that nature, Doc, next time we talk about this, let's pick up with that, and you can explain why that's important and maybe where we can do less of that as well.
You got it.
Thanks, buddy. It's Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day.